it is said there is only one disease we have, that is the lack of prana in us. All the ailments come to us when the prana shakti comes down. And there is only one cure is for all diseases, improve the prana shakti. Prana, when the prana shakti improves, goes up in the body, body immunity goes up, and no diseases can come to us. When the prana shakti goes down, small change of weather, we fall sick, because there is no stamina, inner stamina in us to endure the changes in the weather. Small climatic condition, we fall sick because lack of energy. Small in the spring season, hay fever. We get, it's a hay fever problem because of the pollens. Or the cold, various in the it's a flu season. In the winter, everyone takes the flu shots, still fall sick. Because the only one problem is the immunity. Body immunity has come down. Pranayama, purpose of, meaning of pranayama, how to build up your resistance. Resistance power is not through immunization, not through taking all the vaccinations. It is the build-up, there is a potential in you to build up that resistance power. Through pranayama, you can build up. The regular practice of pranayama, it's they say even cancer or other diseases, nothing can come to you. Even if you have ailments, various conditions, through pranayama, by regular practice of pranayama, you can build up your immunity so that you can overcome, purge out all the diseases in you. It's the purpose of, it's a message of pranayama. My meaning of pranayama is to build up your inner resistance, inner stamina. The stamina, what we get, not from the gym, it is the inner stamina. You invoke that one. You can tap into that one. It's the five pranas are talked about. One is prana, apana, vyana, udhana, samana. It's the five pranas. One prana shakti. One is looking after the chest part. It's a prana. It's a inhalation. The when you inhale, the drawing, it's a, and exhale. That when the person who is whose prana shakti is good, there is a glow in the eyes, glow in the luster in the face. Without applying the makeup, there is some sort of glow is there. Prana shakti is there. When you touch one's hand, you can feel the warmth. If the hand is very cold, that is it's a lack of prana shakti. The one is prana shakti. It's a prana. Prana is it's a heart center, and apana, pushing the toxins out from the system. We had to, some people have the constipation problem. Apana is not going properly. It's it has to be, in impurities should be pushed out of the body in the right time. Prana, apana, vyana, our circulation should be good. If the circulation is not good, another dimension of pranayama, prana shakti, is good circulation. Legs are not going into sleep. Prana, apana, vyana, udhana. Udhana is a upward flowing energy in the throat region. Udhana comes into play at the time of death. This udhana, by practicing pranayama, this takes the soul up. It should take the soul up. Udhana should take the control. If udhana doesn't take the control, if apana takes the control, it can take the soul through the lower apertures and goes to the lower regions. It says the soul, by practicing udhana, should take control and take the soul up, udhana. And it's a samana, good digestion. To digest whatever you eat, you should have a good digestion. If person having a very weak digestion, that is an indication of low prana in that person. That person should have a good digestion. Good digestion, and to one way to maintain a good digestion, time to time, fast, skip a meal or two. it's like Ekadashi, tomorrow is Ekadashi, those who can, it's a try to stay away from food. It helps in improving this samana shakti, samana prana. And if it is for the first time, if you are doing, reduce the quantity or replace with fluids or some juice. If you are doing for the first time, and, at least skip one meal. You see how your digestion has improved. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. And five auxiliary pranas are there. Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, and Dhananjaya. Devadatta and Dhananjaya. This Naga, it's burping. It's if airlock is there, it has to be, when you are eating, airlock should be released. That burping, it's a Naga. And Kurma. Kurma is able to blink. Other day, a couple of days back, one person said she has some neurological conditions. She can't close her eyes, and it's very painful. Shutting the eyes, what we think is natural, she finds it very hard to close her eyes. And Naga, Kurma, Krikala, sneezing, get the toxin out. Whatever dust is there, it has to come out with force. Krikala, Devadatta, and Dhananjaya, yawning. Yawning, if the oxygen content in the blood, in the brain, in the brain reduces, yawning happens, so that additional oxygen, air goes into the system. And Dhananjaya is the prana, it stays with us even after we depart the body. That soul departs, that it stays in the body. That helps, it pervades all over the body, helps. So that not only we are the only resident in this body, various germs are there, various bacteria are there. It is looking after them also. We don't have a sole proprietary on this body. Various other bugs are there. Dhananjaya supports that one. And we can see some plants. If you cut a rose plant and you keep the plant out for 2 days, next day you plant it, it comes out. Some prana was there, it was residing in that one. After 1 day or 2 days, when you plant, it comes out. It hasn't left. It is. It remained in that plant, is preserving the body. And in this body also, that Dhananjaya. This five prana and upaprana, people with various ailments, heart condition or constipation problem, circulation problem, it's a udhana prana, talking, to be able to talk, I need this prana, to be, or swallowing, if I want to eat or drink, when I swallow, to be able to swallow, this udhana prana is required, udhana and samana, good digestion, burping, it's you are blinking, you are sneezing, and it's yawning, and it's a whole body, protecting the whole body, like a guardian, Dhananjaya. It's all, it's a pranayama, doing this five prana and upaprana is looked after. Our body immunity goes up, resistance power goes up, and disease fighting ability goes up. Like doctors working in hospitals, they should not get sick. They should be immune to all the various patients come with various ailments. They should not get contaminated with the patients. Like a doctor. Not getting, contaminated by the diseases of the patients doing the pranayama. We get, insulated from various ailments, and body also, it becomes pure, becomes disease free. We'll practice pranayama, left thumb and index finger.